you're feeling. This life is a process. And the creator of the universe can't give you everything that you were meant to have unless you go through the process. And that's a long process. The suffering I'm talking about means that we're being patient with a process, that we have our eyes forward, our head up, and we are driving in the direction of where we want to go, where we need to go. Our eyes are forward, we're walking in that direction, and we are moving through that suffering with intention.
The good old process, that word that we hear often tagged to wellness. And it's a word that's tough, right? Because I know for myself, maybe you can resonate as well, that often we just want it to happen so quick. Whatever we're chasing, whatever we're doing, whatever we're working towards, we just want to be able to snap our fingers and for it to happen. And it's hard. It's so, so hard. And in some cases, you might be thinking, well, I've been through the process, Andrew. I've done the work. And why is it that whatever I'm trying to achieve right now is not happening for me? And my best response to that is, you ain't done the process. So again, just something for us to think about, to understand that there's going to be moments in our life where the stars align and we achieve new heights, followed by periods of just work and periods of grinding it out and periods of having to make that decision. Do I show up? Do I keep pressing forward? Am I walking with my shoulders back, head high, chin high? And am I continuing to go through the daily grind of whatever I'm trying to achieve? Or on the flip side, do I just kind of, you know, cruise down to that nice comfort zone that we all have and just chill out? And in some cases, you know, things start to get hard for us and we get frustrated or we're not at our best selves and then we're wondering why, right? So again, it's just for you to be reflective on where is it that you want to go. You know, you're thinking of your mindset. Is that kind of the main focus of what you're trying to work on? It could be, you know, your physical wellness. It could be sleep. It could be nutrition. It could be relationships. And just say to yourself that that process can take time and a lot of patience too as well. So good thing for us to think about as we move forward this week. So welcome back to Be on the Bike podcast. And this is a podcast where we dive into just us reflecting and to use the bike analogy to help us keep pedaling forward in life, right? So I'm Andrew. And as we start to pivot gently, I know being a principal in a high school, the long weekend, there was some nice energy in the school on Friday where you can just sense people are seeing that summer on the horizon. So I thought this week we'd talk a bit about that as a focus for the podcast. Summer, when we think about, is a time of warmth. And then we think of the longer days, the mosquitoes, no. and often a break from just the regular routine. And again, your break, hopefully you get a break. Hopefully you get a bit of a holiday there. But it's a break from just the regular routine. And it's a season that often just invites us to slow down a bit and get out of our homes and enjoy the outdoors. In some cases, it allows for a rethinking of our goals and aspirations. I think of myself, the summers are really nice. I'm blessed. I have a bit of time off, and it's always a time of refresh, a time where you have in your daily schedule tons of time to exercise and wellness. So I find my summers are good for that. Sometimes in the hustle and bustle of the year, we can get away from things a bit. We don't put the priority on the things we should be, and it can get away from us a bit. So I want you guys to think about how you can make the most of this vibrant time that's on the horizon. First this week, I want to talk about just the power of intention and setting an intention for the summer, setting an intention for the next 3 or 4 months that can help you and us focus on what truly matters. I want you to think about, is there something you've been wanting to do, but just, as I mentioned earlier, haven't had the time for? Maybe it's, getting off the phones and reading a bit more. Maybe it's, as I mentioned as well, starting just a fitness routine of some sort. Or it could be just learning something new. But I want you to think about what excites you. For instance, if you've been feeling a bit of stressed, or if you've been feeling a bit stressed, your intention could be to just focus on maybe having more relaxation and mindfulness in your week. Just give me a sec here. I have to. There we go. Sometimes I forget to click buttons. Music starts to play in my headset. So again, I just want to have you think about things that might excite you a bit. If you've been feeling stressed a bit, your intention could be just to cultivate, as I said, that relaxation and mindfulness. And this might mean dedicating time each day to just meditate a bit. Practice yoga. I know if you're a Pelotoner, there's lots of yoga. And I see some Pelotoners who are religious with it. I haven't really dived into the yoga. I'm just not that flexible. But maybe I should, right? Or simply take quiet walks in nature. That's also a big part of my summer routine, and I encourage people to do it. I love going for long walks, opportunity to put on a really nice podcast, some good music. In some cases, maybe just nothing, right? Just being with yourself. If connection is what you're after, set an intention to spend more quality time with friends and maybe your family. Think of planning to get away on weekends or organizing just regular gatherings with people. And that's something, again, we're just so busy and we're moving through life and we don't always take the time to just connect with the people we love. So that could be really healthy as well. Now, let's dive in to setting a concrete plan to achieve this intention. Remember, we can have all kinds of wonderful thoughts, but if we actually don't stop to, create a plan, often it can go by the wayside. So start by breaking it down into just small, manageable steps. Coming back to the well of atomic habits, right? Everything is just, I want this, I want to achieve something. What does that person look like? So if I think of a person who's fit and, active, what are the things that that person would be doing daily? And it has to be manageable as well. And if your goal is to get more active, just start scheduling 3 workout sessions a week. It doesn't have to be 7 days a week. It doesn't have to be every day. And also, just you know, on a sidebar with the exercise, 80-20. 80-20. Remember that. 80% of your week should just be mild activity. You know, some good strength workouts and just zone two cardiovascular. And I've found, you know, I love Peloton. Don't get me wrong. I'm, you know, first team fan Peloton. But again, I find sometimes there's this hustle and grind that that Peloton piece can suck you into. And to be getting on, you know, an exercise bike or a treadmill or whatever you're doing, and to be going full throttle every day, eventually your body will break down. And it can be discouraging, right? So again, if you set that intention of, I'm doing this until the moment, you know, until the end of my life, I want to be well, I want to be fit, I want to be strong, the 80-20 is really the way to do it, because it allows for that longevity of wellness. So think about that. Maybe start to be reflective on how hard you're exercising. And you really don't have to go that hard every day. And you know, here I am on a sidebar of exercise here, little deviation from the pod, but you know, if your sleep is good, your nutrition is good, your mindset, you got that exercise happening, 80-20, it's all you need to do, really. Maybe back on topic here, maybe if you want to read more, set aside 15 minutes every evening for a good book. And again, as I've mentioned before, just echoing the thoughts of James Clear, the key is just to make your intentions specific and actionable. I've talked in other podcasts about environment as well, and you just being reflective of your environment and trying to do your best to create a supportive environment. And think about those people that are paralleling with you, that are on that same path. And you can share your intention with someone who's close to you. And it could be a friend, it could be a family member, or even just a community group. And that's, again, the beauty of Peloton is, you know, it's just one of those things. Life is funny and the people in our lives are funny. Sometimes our closest people can be our the ones who are not as supportive of what we're trying to do. And there's all kinds of reasons for that, but I'm not going to get into that. But sometimes it's hard, right? You're in your home and you're trying to do your best to eat well or to exercise, and the people around you are eating cheeseburgers and or they're just, you know, dogging you when you're trying to take that time for yourself. And that's just the nature of life sometimes. But on the flip side, again, one of the beautiful pieces of Peloton is just there's this wonderful community online where, you know what, you can come together and you can encourage each other and post, and it's just so healthy and an important piece often to being able to execute on your plan. So sharing your goals not only holds you accountable, but it also provides encouragement and support along the way. And again, that's something that I've kind of reignited in my life is early in my Peloton days, I really posted a lot, and it helps. There's a level of accountability, and you set a goal and you know, going ahead and posting every day that, okay, you know what, it's a checklist. I've gotten this done. This actionable step has been achieved. And again, a lot of what we post on social media is more to help us than it is anything else. And the Peloton community is beautiful for that. So here's your call to action for this week or this upcoming time between now and the next pod. This week, I want to challenge you to set your summer intention. All right, I want you to think about June, July, and August. And I want you to write it down, make it visible, and take those small steps every day to bring it to life. And what that looks like is up to you. I really like to use Instagram for that, but maybe that doesn't speak to you as much. Maybe you're not a social media person. Maybe you're just not into that. It could look like just starting a journal to document your journey and where you're jotting down your progress. Maybe you're reflecting a bit on your experiences. And don't forget to share your intention just with someone for that extra layer of accountability. So think of, and it doesn't have to be with 20 people. You know, it's really just that one person or a couple of people that are close to you, that encourage you, that are first team you. Regardless of what you choose to do, they're always there encouraging you and patting you on the back. And they're really happy to see you achieving your best self. Summer is a season of abundance and possibility. So I want you to embrace it with just an open heart and a clear intention and let it transform you in ways you might not expect. And whether it's through small daily actions or significant changes, I want you to just let this summer be a time of growth and joy and peace for yourself. So that's this week. Thank you for joining me on Beyond the Bike. I'm Andrew. You know what you got to do. Go get it.